Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Sean, I suppose, first of all, it has interesting implications for the actual presidential contest. I mean, for example, do we know at this stage, is Jim Gavin's name still going to be on the ballot paper? Have we any clarification in relation to that at this point?
No formal clarification. And you would think that he will, in that a lot of those ballots will have already been printed. And the deadline for nominations was obviously the 24th of September. So a lot of that had already been in the works and was in the process of getting out. We have about 2.5 weeks to rectify that. So there still is a little bit of time, but this is a bit of a juggernaut of a beast that goes into operation when there is a presidential election. I'm reading the legislation at the moment with regards to the withdrawal of a candidature. And as far as I can see it, this doesn't cover it. The legislation only actually covers a withdrawal before there's been a ruling on who the three candidates or however many candidates they're going to be will actually get on the ballot and how that is handled. It doesn't really cover this because we have never seen it before. So it's a real test of the legislation. I would imagine either they will rush now to try and reprint all of the ballots, or possibly more likely Jim Gavin will still be on the ballot and they'll just allow the first count to proceed as normal and then discount and redistribute his votes.
Okay. The implications for the actual contest itself, I mean, there may be an argument that it would have been better for Heather Humphreys to have a second government candidate in there in terms of transfers.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. But even it's interesting, you know, to pick up on what Kira was saying, because I said last night in some of our coverage of yesterday's debate that it was starting to look like it was a two-horse race and that Jim Gavin's actual candidacy wasn't all that serious. 15% in the polls, really weak performance in yesterday's debate, and it looked as though either he would elect Heather Humphreys or Catherine Connolly is going to win. I didn't dream when I was writing that last night in the wildest dreams that it would actually be a two-horse race by the morning. But look, that's the way things turned out, and here we are. And I think now it's fascinating in a way because it's been many, many decades since we've seen a head-to-head battle. It sets it up very much as an ideological battle.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Between sort of Fine Gael and your centre-right and your left-wing parties in Catherine Connolly. And based on the last couple of debates, you would have to say that Catherine Connolly would have the edge when it came up there. But if those Fianna Fáilers who were going to vote Jim Gavin and who just maybe can't bring themselves to vote for someone like Catherine Connolly to get behind Heather Humphreys, that makes it a really tight and really, really interesting race. But for Heather Humphreys and her team, I think they would have been happier to have those guaranteed Fianna Fáil votes in the bag to transfer over.
Yeah, I think you have to go back to the early 1970s to the last time we had a presidential contest with just two candidates. The implications for Fianna Fáil and Micheál Martin in particular, obviously he gambled on Jim Gavin. The gamble backfired spectacularly. How weakened is he, do you think?
I think he's significantly weakened. And I didn't necessarily buy into this idea that he was weakened by dint of not backing Billy Kelleher. I thought he went and he got a celebrity candidate and that could have been defensible. And that if Jim Gavin was going to come last, that's when he would have been damaged. I would agree with you. I don't think Billy Kelleher was going to win it, even if he would have come across better probably in the debates, because he's a very good debater.
He's a professional politician and used to that kind of debate situation.
Exactly. And he would have stood up there well, but I don't think he had the broad appeal to be president. But now when it comes to Micheál Martin, I mean, this is the first big misstep that he has made in quite a while, because there's been a lot of criticism in Fianna Fáil about his style of leadership, that it is very top heavy. He keeps his circle very, very tight, and that often annoys the backbenchers. But when it came down to it, he made the right decision. When it came to the Eighth Amendment and the marriage referendum, he made the right decision. When it came to going in with Fine Gael and all the other things that some of the backbenchers didn't want to do, ultimately for the party, he made the right call. He has made a disastrous call here. He has picked somebody who on paper should have been a good presidential candidate, had very little to no charisma and just stumbled through making mistakes throughout his campaign up to ultimately pulling out in this very, very dramatic fashion. I don't think it immediately means Micheál Martin's head is on the chopping block. I think that would be a complete overreaction. But the idea that if Micheál Martin had it in his head that post-December 2027 he was going to comfortably lead them into the next general election, I think that's now a very open question mark. But also, Jack Chambers was his campaign manager. He's equally damaged as the deputy leader. So if there is someone in the long grass, a Dara O'Brien or a Dara Cleary or someone who secretly has very well hidden ambitions to lead Fianna Fáil, Jim O'Callaghan perhaps, who's having his renaissance now as justice minister, I think today might be the day you get planning.
Okay, Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent. Thank you indeed for that analysis.
Do you know what I'm just wondering on that analysis about Jim? Do you know the way I was very iffy about him in the beginning, and Sean is kind of in agreement with you that he, you know, that he didn't think Billy would have won and therefore Jim Gavin was credible and all that. And I was like, I don't really... I'm just thinking of how Jim was polling with women. He was polling 10% with women. I wonder, is that what I'm a reflection of, that I wasn't impressed?
Yeah,
from the get-go, I wasn't.
My analysis wasn't whether I'm not as interested in the GAA
and all that kind of business.
To be fair, my analysis wasn't whether I was impressed by him or not.
I just wondering,
didn't think Billy Keller could have won the presidential contest.
But I didn't think Jim could.
Yeah, I didn't know if Jim could or not.
I'm just wondering out there this morning, ladies, were we more sceptical than the men, and is that something to do?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.